Introduction to the Gospel according to Luke. The book of Luke is the third out of four Gospels. It was authored by the beloved physician named Luke. Luke is also credited to writing the book of Acts. Luke was not an eyewitness of the gospel events himself, but he did have access to the writings about and the eyewitnesses to them. Many scholars believe that the book of Luke was written somewhere around 62 AD. There are three main distinctive features that are found in the book of Luke. Number one is Luke's language. Luke uses 266 words found nowhere else in the New Testament. He often writes in a manner reminiscent of the Septuagint. What's the Septuagint? It's the Greek translation of the Hebrew Old Testament. Number two distinctive feature is Luke's accuracy. Luke shows a remarkable command of often obscure facts and a determination not to distort or over-exaggerate those facts in his writings. Number three distinctive feature is Luke's focus. Luke stresses the overarching plan of God in human history as revealed through Israel, the church, and of course, Jesus Christ. He puts a special emphasis on salvation. Luke is also concerned with individuals. We see that portrayed when Luke wrote about Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary the mother of Jesus, Mary and Martha, and Zacchaeus. Luke also shows the importance of women and calls special attention to the poor, children, and of course, the disreputable. He also stresses the Holy Spirit, both in the life of Jesus and in the early church. Another interesting component about Luke is that Luke provides lengthy and detailed descriptions of Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. The book of Luke is the second longest of the Gospels and consists of 24 chapters. Let's briefly look at the outline of these 24 chapters. First, we see the births of John the Baptist and Jesus. Next, we see John the Baptist making the way straight for the people. Jesus then begins his public ministry in Galilee. In chapters 9 through 19, Jesus sets his face toward Jerusalem in his march toward the cross. We then see Jesus' final days of ministry. And then in chapters 22 through 23, Jesus takes up his cross. Finally, in chapter 24, we see Jesus conquering the grave and overcoming death with his resurrection, appearance to the disciples, and ascension into heaven, where he sat at the right hand of the Father. Anytime you study through the Gospels, it's a time of great celebration. Why? Because it's all about Jesus. Jesus needs to be our focal point in everything that we do. He is so worthy of all of our praise. Let's pray right now and ask the Lord to draw us closer to Him as we study through the book of Luke. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus to please draw us ever closer to you as we study through Luke. Give us new insight and revelations of who you are. Deepen our relationship with you. Let us grow in the supernatural. Let us hear your words and follow after your ways. We desire a much deeper relationship with you. We praise you, Lord, for all that you do for us. We thank you for who you are. Radically transform us. Lord, we pray for an open heaven regarding salvations. I think of Zacchaeus, who is a chief tax collector and a sinner. But Jesus, you said, salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, as Zacchaeus repented of his ways, may we repent of our ways. May our heart be turned towards you, and may many people come to know the saving grace in which you offer by accepting you as Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, have mercy on your people. We cry out to you and intercede on behalf of others. Save souls, Lord. Please open our eyes and our ears. We thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.